Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very special edition, episode number 27 of Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast, Halloween Spooktacular. Tonight on the show, we're going to be covering live Monday Night Raw Halloween. It is getting hot, it is getting spooky, and it is getting on now, live with Big T, the host of the show from Cleveland, Ohio.
Ooh. Oh, we're in a haunted house tonight. It's me, Big T. How's everybody doing? Episode number 27 underway. This Halloween spooktacular is going to be fun.
We got Goldberg coming out to the ring to kick off Monday Night Raw.
Let's see. I'm putting on Raw right now because the pre-show just ended. Wow, Goldberg's actually kicking off. That's not what they said on the pre-show. Good job, pre-show panel. Gotta say that. So Goldberg is pretty much over everywhere else except Minnesota. I see your pumpkin. I love it. So, wait a minute, they don't have the Susan G. Komen stuff up anymore?
No.
It's still October.
Yeah, but it's Halloween.
So Goldberg, now that the match is official, I wonder what he's gonna have to say now that this is, you know, officially made. We know it's taking place in Survivor Series. And it must be cold up there in Connecticut and Hartford because Goldberg's got his winter coat on.
Yeah, it's freezing.
And Goldberg's hyped up, so what I'm going to do to get our show hyped up is Mountain Dew Voltage right here. Let's crack this bad boy open. Let's do it. Oh. Wait, Paul Heyman's here.
Where?
He's at Raw. Wow. Heyman was, I don't think he was scheduled.
How did you know Gold, wait, is my TV slow?
It might be.
Because I have right now.
Now they're showing Goldberg in the ring. Heyman's almost by the steel steps.
Yeah, my TV's slow. Shit.
I wonder how that happened. Usually we're pretty much on point.
Well, because now I'm working with that new PlayStation View.
Oh yeah, that's right. Wow, Heyman's actually stepping in the ring with Goldberg. Can you believe this? So, now will Paul Heyman actually get speared on of the Shoes by Goldberg.
I doubt it.
This crowd is chanting for Goldberg big time.
Paul Heyman's still not in the ring, right?
No, he's standing on the ring apron right now. Let's see. I think he's about to get in. There he goes. He's getting in. Oh my God, Goldberg looks like he's gonna spear him. An impatient beast. Alright, what does he mean by that? Also, they're pulling the Undertaker streak into this. Goldberg's taking his coat off. Even saying his client's not going to wait till Survivor Series. Paul Heyman's announcing Brock Lesnar. Oh my God. Lesnar's music went off. Is he really here? I don't think he's going to be. If he is, I'll be surprised. Heyman's laughing. Yeah, I figured. Because they already have their schedule all pulled up, Sean. Oh.
So he's not there?
Nope. Whoa. There we go. Heyman is saying, gotcha. Oh my God. Heyman is gonna get his ass kicked, I think, right here. Yeah, now Heyman's backpedaling. I'm just the advocate. What the fuck? Of coming out here. Really? Sean, what do you think of this? I don't think Rusev poses any kind of threat whatsoever to Goldberg.
No.
Wow.
See, I'm so far behind. I have to figure out why this is.
What if you just watch off your regular TV? Or you're not able to.
Now I have Rusev getting in the ring.
Yeah, Rusev just told Goldberg, who do you think you are? Crowd's chanting. Now Rusev just said, I know his name. So, that's where we're at right now. Rusev's gonna get destroyed by Goldberg. You have the jackhammer and the spear. Rusev's talking to Goldberg right now. Rusev is still talking to Goldberg here. And Rusev is just informing everybody that no, Brock Lesnar is not here. Now Rusev's talking about being the super athlete. Rusev, Goldberg face to face. I mean, it is quite a sight, I gotta admit. There's one thing you can't deny. Oh, Rusev just punched Goldberg right in the face and Goldberg did not even move. Goldberg is looking at him like, what in the fuck are you doing, man? Really, is that the best you got? Oh. Rusev tried to take Goldberg down. Goldberg hit a knee. Oh my god, already? No way. Whoa, jackhammer by Goldberg on Rusev. Big time jackhammer by Goldberg on Rusev. Heyman is standing over Rusev and shock spear to Heyman. A big spear to Heyman by Goldberg. Wow. Oh my god. Goldberg left his mark tonight in the ring. Wow. Big jackhammer to Rusev, big spear to Paul Heyman.
I just saw the jackhammer.
That's what part you're at now?
Yeah, now Heyman got speared.
Talk about leaving destruction right in your path, man. Time right there. Big time. Let's see, we got a message from our buddy King. He says, I hope Sean watched the stream last night.
Yes, I
should. So he's referring... King is referring to my Hell in a Cell review, which he loved. Why is Byron Saxton wearing fucking feety pajamas? At least Corey Graves has a Halloween suit on and Michael Cole has a suit on, but why the fuck is Byron Saxton dressed in pajamas with rubber ducks on him? Good lord.
I just came back down to my regular TV, so I'll be able to be in check.
Okay. It's like you only show highlights of Hell in a Cell show, and it doesn't feel like it was anything special. I remember when Hell in a Cell, like WrestleMania with Shane McMahon and The Undertaker, they made it feel special. They put a lot on the line, but then what they did for it in the end, they didn't really do it any favors. Let me guess, are they going to have Jericho and Seth Rollins again? Ooh, make Foley Survivor Series address. Now, who cares? I don't care about Mick Foley. Get Stephanie McMahon out of here dressed like the witch. She used to be dressed. Trick or street fight, okay.
Cool.
Enzo and Lou Gallows, I guess, or is it, because it doesn't say tag team, so I'm down for that, but Stephanie, she should be dressed as the witch and coming down to that ring. That's what should be happening. WrestleMania.
Right. Sure. Packaging.
Yep. Can't believe it's that time again to start getting the WrestleMania tickets. Awesome. And a commercial. So Sean, do we have any Halloween fun that, we could give to our fans during this one of many commercial breaks?
Halloween fun.
Yeah.
Well, not off the top of my head, but I mean, sure we could find something.
Yeah, any kind of, I don't know, some kind of Halloween games or something to make it, interactive for everybody here right now.
Do you want to know what the best candy for Halloween is?
Sure.
Well, Let me tell you. Hold on.
No problem.
According to refinery29.com.
Okay.
Reese's peanut butter cups are hands down the best of the bunch. They don't care if they're ghost shaped, a handful of minis, or a single serve regular size cup, chocolate stuffed with peanut butter wins every single time.
I agree. I definitely agree.
I'm wondering if you ever tried any of these, caramel apple pops.
I think I did years ago.
For some inexplicable... What?
Those do sound familiar.
Yeah. They're basically like a sour apple lollipop dipped in caramel.
Yeah.
Snickers bars cause a major office rift when he bought them up at work. Everyone could agree that Snickers are a Halloween stronghold, but no one can agree on what the best part is, the peanuts, the nougat, or the caramel. For me, it's the nougat.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a lot of things with peanuts and caramel, like, you know, turtles. And with Snickers, you got the nougat. So, yeah, I would say the nougat probably is the standout.
Did you see John Cena dressed as Nikki Bella for Halloween?
Yeah, I did. John Cena's freaking hilarious, dude. The List of Jericho. Now, those are smart fans. So now we got the Trick or Street fight.
This is pretty cool.
We should try to get this podcast shared around the internet for anybody trying to have some Halloween fun. Here's, let's see. Oh, by the way, the reason why Enzo and Cass lost, I heard, is because Vince McMahon feels like Enzo and Cass is over, and they could lose to whatever tag team they want, but it wouldn't hurt their stock. So there's a little... Huh?
That's a bullshit excuse.
Exactly. That's all Vince McMahon does is bullshit excuses. Like, yeah, it hurt Enzo and Cass's stock. Regardless of what Vince... See, Vince McMahon said he believes that no matter what city they go, you can put a microphone in Enzo's hand and he'll get them over whether they win or lose. So that's why McMahon's comfortable with letting them lose. I don't agree. Build up your talent if they're over. If your talent is over, you build them up. Just be like, oh, Enzo could put a microphone in his hand and cut a great promo and get the team over in any city. So, yeah, I'm just going to have them lose.
Well, we got Enzo and Cass dressed as Buzz Lightyear and Woody from Toy Story.
Oh, by the way, one of our viewers, our buddy King, says, how much does my candy bag weigh on Halloween? There is a skeleton.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Good one, King. Boo, realest guys in the room, how you doing? What are you, Buzz Lightyear? Why am I laughing at Big Cass? And really, Luke Gallows could be fucking, I don't know, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, if they put rings in their ears, they could have looked like Mr. Clean.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so King had a good Halloween joke that we read on the air. Why couldn't Enzo be Woody? That's what King is asking. I don't know, man. I guess they wanted Big Cass to be Woody. Wait, did they just make a joke of Anderson and Gallows sucking lollipops? I'm gonna give you a beat down to infinity and beyond. Ugh.
Oh! Big Cass was just talking about what does, Luke Gallows have in his leather bell bottoms. Has he got a pair of belt balls? Or does, it's probably, but then he said it's probably a candy corn. Wow.
Yeah, like, I wish Enzo and Cass didn't talk so much and just fucking started the match.
Well, see, but that's what Vince McMahon likes, though. Because he feels that they can get over by talking and nothing else.
Yeah.
See, it's like everything that we like, Vince McMahon doesn't like, and then Vince McMahon does all this stupid crap. He should shove Gallo's fucking face right in that Bob for Apples tank. Oh, a skeleton right to the back of Gallo. Oh my god, there it is! Gallo's face right in the Bob for Apples tank.
Oh.
That apple right in his mouth. Oh my god. Why is this funny?
It is funny.
And they had to go to commercial during it. Come on, yeah, no, man.
I really do not like hearing. Oh my god, so echo right now. Let me try mute. Hello, hello. Okay, that's better. I want to hear some Halloween urban legends.
Sure.
There has been an image circulating the internet for a while now, although no one is quite sure where it came from. It features a vintage Halloween photograph, which is creepy enough in and of itself. They, oh wait. Never mind. You have to see the picture, kind of. let's see.
What's it looking for here? Hold on. Let's see. Dude, I don't know if you saw what, they had picture, they had a picture of Stephanie from last night at Hell in a Cell.
Oh yeah, and yeah, I saw that.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, damn, see, I knew she had that short dress on. That was the best part of Hell in a Cell right there. If you could see. That's what Hell in a Cell is all about. Other than that.
Yeah, I did see that.
Now, we need to go back to this for Halloween. Right there. That's what we need tonight on Halloween night.
Oh. Look at those pumpkins.
Yeah, screw Mick Foley. I don't want him to address anything on Raw. This is what needs to happen on Raw tonight. Whew. That's what they need to do. Those are the best pumpkins in the history of the WWE. I don't care about the pumpkins that are around ringside for the street fight. Let's see. I'm trying to think about what was the last time Raw was on Halloween. Because it's like I kind of remember it. I know SmackDown, it seemed like it landed on more. But we're back to the street fight. Ooh, right into the security wall. And King says it would have made more sense because Big Cass is taller so he could go to infinity and beyond. I can see that. What is that? Halloween candy all over the floor. Oh. This reminds me of the 1 year anniversary when we had the Halloween First Blood street fight.
Oh, pumpkin guts all over the
If you go back 1 year from now, I might even put it in the, I might even put the thing in the description. Remember the Halloween episode of WPF Backyard Wrestling? That we did. With the Halloween Backyard Brawl street fight.
Oh yeah.
Lucifer was challenging for Brian Cruz's WPF title. That was damn good. It takes me back. You know, 1 year.
Uh-oh.
What is this? Oh! That looked a little lower than the stomach. Oh my god. Kendo stick shot now right to the back. Oh, right in the gut. Another Kendo stick shot. They got the Kendo sticks colored like candy corn.
Yeah.
With the orange, yellow, and white. Ooh, swing and a miss. Swing and a miss here. Uh-oh. Guts all over the place. Enzo's throwing pumpkins. Enzo's throwing the pumpkins all over the place on Luke Gallows. Gallows.
Hopefully this works better. Still echoing. I don't know.
I see your sound coming through my mic somehow. I don't know why it always does that. But it'll happen sometimes. I know it's coming through my mic. If I would mute it, then you'd be okay. Because every time you talk, I see the levels on my side moving, and I don't know why that ever started, because I never changed anything. Oh, part of the face of Anderson! Big boot to the face. Carl Anderson through the table, little blow by Enzo. Candlestick shot. Oh my god, Cass is the huge pumpkin. Oh, right on the head of Gallows. Enzo, oh, DDT with that huge pumpkin right on the face of Luke Gallows. It's over. Three.
Cass fucked that up.
What do you mean?
When Cass was putting that pumpkin on.
Hold on, I'll mute my mic.
When Cass was putting the pumpkin on his head, he didn't realize that the top of the pumpkin was inside the pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. That was a big time pie to the face shot.
That was pretty cool.
I liked it, man.
Damn.
Holy crap, they were playing baseball? Oh my god, really?
Paul Heyman spending Halloween in the hospital.
Here comes Brian Kendrick, the new Cruiserweight champ. Boy, does it look good on him.
Yeah.
screw Paw Patrol, TJ Perkins, Mr. Ryder. And I think I called him that even in my Hell in a Cell review as well.
Yeah, you did. That was funny.
Cause I know I was just so pissed off last night. And don't get me wrong, I still am, but that was like such a breakout.
Well, we got some more Halloween candy to discuss. What do you think of candy corn vanilla Oreos?
Candy corn vanilla Oreos, I like it. It sounds good. I never had them before. It sounds good though.
What about Hershey's caramel filled milk chocolate pumpkins?
Ooh. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Would you talk about maple brown sugar Peeps?
I love Peeps. I've always had the Peeps, so I would definitely try maple brown sugar Peeps. No doubt.
What do you like better? Milky Way, Three Musketeer, Twix, or Snickers?
Man, those are all hard. If I had to pick one, I think it would be Snickers, but then again, Twix is like right there with Snickers. Cause I love some Twix, man.
I would go with Milky Way.
Milky Way is definitely good. I like them all, man. I never met a, bar I really didn't like.
Yeah. I gotta show you this. Look at this. Twizzlers. Halloween caramel apple Twizzlers.
Oh my god, dude, that looks phenomenal.
Available at Target. That just blew my mind.
And it says it's filled with like caramel apple filling or something?
Yeah. How about these? What would you rather, Crunch Bar, Butterfinger, or Baby Ruth?
Oh boy, Crunch Bar, Butterfinger, Baby Ruth. Maybe, wow. It's between Baby Ruth and Butterfinger. Think I might have to go with the Sweet Baby, Baby Ruth. I love that.
I don't think I've ever had a Baby Ruth.
It's delicious, man. Baby Ruth.
How about these? Would you rather Starburst or Skittles?
I would rather, I love them both. Like I said, I love all this stuff, but I would go with Starburst.
Some Pumpkin Patch Orange Pop Rocks.
I would definitely give that a test.
Look at this. Mellow Cream Pumpkins. Hmm. Made with real honey.
Delicioso.
Now look at this. Pumpkin Spice Milk Chocolate Truffles by Lindt.
Oh, those Lindt truffles are so good.
Yeah, they're dangerously good.
Wow, I would definitely go for that.
Paw Patrol's on.
Paw Patrol!
If you everyone call your favorite 3-year-old.
Yeah, here comes Ryder from Paw Patrol, the computer whiz. It's TJ Ryder Perkins from Paw Patrol. Although he's not working on computers tonight to be tech savvy, he's getting in the ring to wrestle. And if you guys don't know who I'm talking about, hold on. I'll try to get a picture up here for you guys. So they have then, now, and forever action figures. Okay. All right. Why am I even trying to find this picture? Let's see, images. Oh, man. No, I don't want this. I want to view the image. On here. You still with us, Sean? Sean? I don't know if we have Sean on. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you have some blocking to do in the chat.
Oh. Okay. Wait, here's Brian Kendrick. What is Brian Kendrick going on and on about? So is this the rematch for the Cruiserweight title here? I faded that injury at Hell in a Cell. Wow, so he admitted it.
Well, I mean, duh.
Yeah, but he actually admitted to it. It's like... That's pretty funny.
I deleted one message I saw from this guy who's going on a tangent about religion. I don't know if you could still see it.
No, I took that one down. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Everyone else seems fine.
Yeah, everyone else is doing fine. Oh. Now, TJ Perkins is going right at Kendrick. Don't tell me he's going to get the title back like this.
Is this a title match?
I don't know if it's a title match or a number one contenders. Because... Oh, continues. I think Michael Cole said something about the Cruiserweight Championship. I wonder if King went trick-or-treating tonight or not.
Probably. I read on Facebook that Wags wants to go.
Oh, yeah.
Think he's a little too old, but hey, whatever. Good luck to Wags. Hopefully he got lots of candy.
Well, hopefully, yeah, hopefully they gave him some. Hey, I gotta agree with Wags, though. I would want to go, too.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
Is there a World Series game tonight?
No, tomorrow night.
They got a day off?
Yep, because they got to travel back here to Cleveland.
Man, so, let's look at some of these amazing pumpkin carvings.
Yes, sir.
Look at this Super Mario carving.
Wow, man, that looks freaking awesome.
Now this one's really cool. Look at that.
Oh, I love that. That's like a Christmas tree ornament meets like big tooth pumpkin.
I think it's supposed to be an angler fish, like those fish that have lights on the end of their face.
Oh, okay.
But I just want to show people something.
I was just going to pull that up. Thank you, Sean.
Look who it is. It's TJ Perkins.
That's the exact picture I got saved in my screen share, dude. Check it out. Just so you know I'm not lying. I already had this pulled up ready to go. See? Look, everybody. It's TJ Perkins. He's alive. It's TJ. Isn't that funny that you pull it up and you pull up the same exact picture that I had?
That is funny.
Goes to show you we're on the same wavelengths here.
Yep. Here, this one's for Wags.
Next door, yep. Hey, just put a costume on, go next door, get some candy. Hey, I'm done with it.
Me too.
Yes, this is for the Cruiserweight Championship. TJ Perkins, a.k.a. Ryder from Paw Patrol, taking on the Cruiserweight Champion, Brian Kendrick.
Paw Patrol?
Dude, he does look exactly like him, though.
He really does.
Like, they might have made that show just based off of someone who's a TJ Perkins fan. I don't know.
No, I think the show's been around a lot longer.
Oh, okay. Everybody doing this Halloween.
I got a good segment. In our next one, we're going to be doing best Halloween costumes.
Ooh.
I have a fucking hysterical one.
Let's see. King just says, did you just call TJ Perkins the guy from Paw Patrol? Yes, King. It's Ryder from Paw Patrol. He looks just like him. Exactly. The pictures that Sean and I were screen sharing. Hold on, let me see if I can get this back up for King. And everybody that's listening on iTunes and Podomatic, just Google Paw Patrol and you'll see TJ Perkins. Or his lookalike, I should say his cartoon lookalike. Hold on, King. You stay right there. I'm going to put this picture up for you. Fun. Hold on, King. Stay on there. Just keep watching. Keep watching.
Oh!
Holy shit. Both men onto the floor.
That looked bad.
Ryder from Paw Patrol's head went right off the apron. TJ Perkins. my God, Hurricane Rana over the rope.
Oh my God.
TJ Perkins, his neck could be broken.
Nastiest fall I've ever seen.
Wow. And he, thank God he's doing all right.
That's 100 times worse than the Lita dive.
Brian Kendrick just got counted out here.
Was that a botch? I mean, what the hell?
I don't know. I'm a little lost on that. But King, here, this is for you, buddy. There's for King. We're calling TJ the guy from Paw Patrol, so King, yep. There you go.
Here, and I'll get a picture of TJ Perkins and we'll have side to side.
Alright. TJ Perkins is attacking Kendrick on the outside and making Kendrick tap out. Yeah, when you get your picture of TJ Perkins up, you can just start talking so the camera switches over to you and people can see it. But that's like the cartoon version of TJ Perkins right there. Here's Mick Foley, the guy that I don't give a fuck about because Stephanie should be on TV. Do you realize the XL Center where they're at tonight, Sean? It's,
There we go. It's Ryder.
Yep. I hope everybody enjoyed that. But, like I was going to say, Sean, tonight, they're in the XL Center in Hartford, Connecticut, where Cactus Jack and Triple H fought inside Hell in a Cell. King just said, bro, that's hilarious. Hey, King, I told you, not going to lie to you here, it's, the resemblance is uncanny. I don't give a fuck about Mick Foley. I want to see Stephanie dressed up in, you know, some kind of sexy Halloween outfit.
Here we have The Rock. For Halloween, he was the Hulk, ironically. Here's some fans dressed like CM Punk. Here's a family. They did Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man, John Cena, Jake the Snake Roberts, and Edge. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Here's the Bellas. Nikki Bella as Batwoman or Catwoman.
There we go.
Here's Trish as Wonder Woman back probably in like 2006, I guess.
Yeah, there we go.
Now here's the lady of the hour. Stephanie McMahon. What a witch.
Oh my God. She's really pouring her heart out.
Whoa.
She absolutely poured her heart out there, man. Her cups runneth over.
Something just happened there.
What?
I have to call you real quick.
All right. Let's see. Sean's giving me a call here. Hold on one second, people. Oh, there we go. What's up, man? Oh, it did. I didn't see because I had to get off and get back on because of audio problems. Yeah. Yeah, try to see that, I guess. Why isn't it working? All right, there we go.
Did you see it?
Huh?
It was there for like a split second.
Oh, okay. So what do you want to do?
It's up to you. I think it'll be fine.
I don't know. It depends, you know? That's a tough one. What I'll do is, hold on, I'll check stuff out myself and then you just keep talking for a while.
Okay. You could go back and watch it on the live stream.
Alright. Let's see. Yeah, just keep everybody entertained.
Having a little bit of a situation going on here. Nothing that we can't get figured out. Leave it to Stephanie, you know? Leave it to Stephanie to make it interesting. Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho making their way down to the ring to talk with Commissioner Mick Foley. Kevin Owens is finally actually talking on the mic. Mick Pumpkins. Well, wait for Big T to get back to see what's going on here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's like right on the borderline.
Yeah, dude, it's up to you. I'm sorry. I, you know,
because all it takes is someone to pause it, you know, in the right spot too.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we still got 2 hours left. We could just restart, go live.
Well, this we could always use the audio on iTunes Podomatic. So consider this part one of the audio.
Stephanie's pumping.
Well, we'll share more of that on the on the part two of the episode, but just make sure before you screen share, like don't screen share something, you know, until you have something up because you never know what can pop up.
Now I know that.
That's honestly why I never screen share until I already have something up or I found an image, you know, that I want to share because you never know what it's going to throw you into because the internet is just a crazy place, to be honest.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So you could just keep the video private and upload the audio.
Yeah, that's what I would do. And then, you could stay on right now and talk about what's going on here while I make up the next part of my stream.
All right.
So that way we're not live while we're going through this.
I'm not that good at going solo at all.
I feel you, brother. I'm the same way. What, for Team Raw?
Yeah.
Oh no. Of course Roman Reigns gets a free pass right into Team Raw. The guy, we got the guy here.
The God of India.
Yeah, really. Roman Reigns. You'll have to do the introduction for the second one, Sean, and like do part two.
Okay.
Do you got your Halloween decorations around like we did in the first one? So that way we can have a video up on YouTube with the cool decorations and the Halloween feel.
I'm downstairs now.
Okay. So Roman Reigns is in the ring. Roman Reigns.
I could bring my candle back. I could do it.
Okay.
I'll probably do it even better.
Channing Roman sucks. Wow. Man, the crowd does not like this at all. SpongeBob and Patrick, what? Oh my god, so such fucking cheese. Roman Reigns is so cheesy right now. Roman just made the list. Nobody is worthy being on the list of Jericho. No. Oh. Jericho trying to build the heel heat and says that he doesn't care about anybody in the United States. Oh my God, the U.S. Championship is the only title that Chris Jericho has not won in his whole career. He has won every championship in every company except the United States Championship. If they give Jericho the U.S. title tonight, I swear to God, I will mark the fuck out, man. Wow. Please let Jericho win. If anything to make me happy from the events that have happened on WWE television, my God.
All right, that's a good way to build some suspense to our next video.
Yeah, so when you do the announcement, Sean, for the opening, just do the intro like you normally do, and you know, we'll say it's episode 27, part 2 for everybody on Podomatic and iTunes, all that stuff, because it'll be the second part of audio for them.
All right, buddy.
All right, so let me end this. I'll just tell the people real quick. Make sure you jump on our next live stream on YouTube coming up. And for everybody listening on iTunes and Podomatic, this has been part one of our Halloween Spooktacular. And we are going to get started with part two in about 1 minute. So see you guys there. Part two coming right up. Happy Halloween, everybody. Ha, 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 ha.